The Gemara ended on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph. Afal Pikei Bodka Levi B'mestisin D'tani Levi Imai Pamim Peteres Tzarasa Pamim Eina Peteres Tzarasa Ketzad. I see Imai Nesuas Aviv V'nisis La'achim Ve'aviv U'meis Zui Imai Shein Peteres Tzarasa. I see Imai Anusas Aviv V'nisis La'achim Ve'aviv U'meis Zui Imai Shein Peteres Tzarasa. Rafa Pisha Sharucham, you should say, Hamesh Esrei, Yeshlon Olahaisiv, Shesh Esrei. Good going to. So Levi had the luxury of living in the time of Rebbe. He was still able to be Mesader Mishnayis, or these Brises. So he was Mesader the Brisa to include his Kasha, his 16th case. Last week, on Thursday, we discussed the Chiddush of Taisvis on the Yamin Aleph. Taisus said that Taisus dealt with the question of whether the Isser Kicha, the Isser Kiddushin to Isuri Lavim, or whether it's only in Isser Bia. And Taisus said, what it says, Lo Yikach, it is certainly an Isser Kiddushin. When it says, Lo Yigale is an Isser Bia. And nevertheless, Taisus said, Shema Asa L'Kadesh Midrabbanan, Shema Yibad. Taisus said, the Blashon Shema, but as I mentioned last week, the Ritva says the Blashon Vaaday, that there's an Isser Drabbanan to be Mekadesh in Isser Lav, Shema Yibel, because maybe you'll come up to end up doing a Bia, and the Mela, the Kedushin itself is an Issa. There would be L'chayra Big Nafgamina if a person makes a Shliach to be Mekadosh in Isser Lav. Let's say a person wants to marry a Mamzeres. So he goes and he makes a Shliach to be Mekadosh a Mamzeres for him. Is there any Isser? Forget about if there's an Isser. Is it Chal? If a man makes a Shliach to be Mekadosh an Isser Lav, is it Chal? It depends. What? The Gemara Metziah that we mentioned last week, the Machlokes V'Yovel Lifnei Iver. We didn't talk about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira because we were going that a Kohen makes a Yisrael a Shliach and there's no Inyan of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira when you make someone a Shliach who's not. Today I'm talking about when not a Kohen, a Yisrael. Yisrael makes a Yisrael a Shliach to Mekadosh Mamzeres. So here, the question is, do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira in such a case? Yisrael makes another Yisrael a Shliach to be Mekadosh Mamzeres. If you hold that the Kedushin itself is not an Aveira, then the Shlichus is Chal. Because there's no Dvar Aveira here. The Kedushin itself is not a Dvar Aveira. If you hold that there is an Aveira, even an Aveira Durabanon, and be Mekadosh Yisurei Lavin, then Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Even by Nesed Rabbanu, we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So this would be a Nafgamina. Now this is mentioned in the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda, in the first volume of Noida B'Yehuda, Simin Pei, which is a very long Simin, Ois Chav Dalet. It's interesting that we keep on coming back to Tshuva Simin Pei. What is that about? That Tshuva is about the general Machlaikis, the Noida B'Yehuda, and Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz is Machutin. They had the following argument. In a case of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, do we say that the Chalois is Chal? This Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz held that even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, but the Chalois is Chal. If I tell someone to be Mekadosh someone for me, that's an Aveira. Even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, an idea that the Shlichus, the Aveira, doesn't go back to me, that's his Aveira. That's the Einish. If I tell someone to do an Aveira for me, he gets the Einish. But the Chalois, he held is Chal. That was the Shita of this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz. And he brought the whole list of rayas, of 15 rayas or so from Shas, that it's chal. The Naid Yehuda disagreed. The Yehuda held that ein shliach l'dvar aveira means that if I make someone a shliach to do an aveira for me, that there's no chalais, the whole shlichus is batal. It's not chal whatever I send him to do. That's the machlaikis which we had in Gittin especially. There were a bunch of cases where someone makes a shliach to write again on Shabbos, or someone makes a shliach to write again on Isurei Hanah. Do you hold the shlichus as chal? It's a good get. Or shlichus is not chal, it's not a good get. That was this machlaikis which we mentioned numerous times. One of the rayas of this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz is from Masechtas Yevamos, about 6 or 7 are from Gittin. One is from Yevamos. He brings a raya from a Gemara later in Yevamos, actually from a Tosfos later in Yevamos, that if someone makes a shliach to be mekadesh a Yevama, there's a woman who fell to Yibam. The brothers-in-law are not being miyabim yet, for whatever reason, it's schlepping. In the meantime, someone else is mekadesh this yavama. So kedushin is chal. Someone's mekadesh yavama, kedushin is chal. It's an isalav, a shaloi yibane, but it's chal. What happens if someone makes a shliach to be mekadesh a yavama l'shuk? A yavama to not her brother-in-law. A yavama l'shuk, meaning yavama to someone else. Someone does it through shlichus. So he brings a raya from a Gemara later in the Masechta that it's chal. So he says, aha, I could prove my shita. I hold that if you make a shliach to do an aveira, the kedushin is chal, you see it. A yavama l'shok is an isalav, a shalo yivon es pesachiv. And still, if you make a shliach to be mekadosh the yavama, it's chal, so it's a raya to my shita, says this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz. It's a raya that that when you make a shliach to do an aveira, the kiddushin is chal. A good raya. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda answer? Huh? Rabbi Yehuda answers, there's no isser in kiddushin. This is bia. My matzah is such a thing that the kiddushin is an aveira. Kedusha is not an Aveira. The Bia is the Aveira. If Makadosh Yevam L'shuk, the Kedusha itself, that's not an Aveira. That's what the Naid Yehuda writes.
How many Kedusha be Aveira? The whole Kedusha is
only there. By Yevam,
the whole Kedusha, he writes no Kedusha by
Yevam. You mean Maimer? Yeah, but here we're not talking about the brother-in-law making a shliach. We're talking about a stranger. Yevam L'shuk. So the stranger makes Kedusha, that's Kedusha that rises. So how did I find this Naid Yehuda? I think I saw it in Rabbi Yosef Engel's Sefer here on the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, he brings a Naid Yehuda. He says Naid Yehuda forgot this Tosfos. Tosfos says that there is an Aveira in Kedushin alone. It's a Drabanan at least. There is an Aveira in being Mekadosh someone you're not allowed to be Baal. There's an Aveira as Mekadosh Midrabanan Shema Yibayel. So how could the Naid Yehuda write? You know why the Kedushin is chal? Because there's no Aveira in the Kedushin. The Naid Yehuda forgot this Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's possible to say that there is an Issur D'Rabbanan. So, this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz is right. It's possible to say that there is an Issur D'Rabbanan. So, why does he say that the Kedushin is not an Aveira? That's the Taina, it's a strong Taina against the Naid Yehuda. So at least Bavar in the Tosfos. It's possible to answer the Naid Yehuda based on words that he himself says. Now he doesn't Bavar in this Tosfos. The question they ask, why does it mention Tosfos, is a good question. I don't know the answer. But at least to explain, it's possible to explain. Because Naid Yehuda says the following. He says
that normally, if you're Mekadish in Isser, it would be normal for Kedushin to end up in Bia. Normal Kedushin, a man marries a woman, a normal Kedushin is Saifai Lavili De Bia. And therefore the Noid Behuda writes that even if you're going to say that Kedushin is an Aveira, that's because a normal Kedushin is Saifai Lavili De Bia. A man, Kayin's Mekadish a Grusha. It's going to end up, he's going to be Bayal Har. Look, he's marrying her. So it's going to end up, most Kedushin is Saifai Lavili De Bia. So if it's somebody that's Asa to you, you can't be Mekadish as an Issa to do Kedushin because it's going to end up coming to a Bia. Now, the Buddha says, even if you're going to say there's an Aveira in the Bia, that's when it's Saifai to come, even if you say there's an Aveira, I mean in the Kedushin. Even if you say there is an Aveira in the Kedushin. That's when it's normal it's going to come Lidei Bia. Yavama Lashuk. A man is Mekadish a woman who's a Yavama Lashuk. Zakhtan Aydabi Yehuda. It's going to end up coming Lidei Bia. He's marrying her. But between the time he's Mekadish her and the time it comes Lidei Bia, there could be a Chalitza in between. In between, there'll probably be a Chalitza. What is she? She's a woman who fell to Yibam. She's obviously not interested in marrying her brothers-in-law. She went and she married somebody on the outside. This Kedushin is not a Kedushin which is B'derech HaTeva necessarily going to come to a B.S. Isser. Because it's normal for a woman who falls to Yibam to get Chalitza. So Na'iv Yehuda in Tach Tavarav is saying that even if normally there's an Isser in a Kedushin, because it's Saifai Lavili De B.S. Isser. That's all the other cases where the Kedushin is Taka Saifai Lavili De B.S. Aveira, Bia, that's an Isser. Hashem can hear. In this case that the Nadi Yehuda was talking about, the Metzias is different. The Metzias is that even if you Mekadish a woman who fell to evil, it's not Mukhrach that it's going to come to a Maisa Bia that's a Chait. Because even though it's going to end up coming to a Maisa Bia, he's going to marry her. He gave a Kedushin. He's going to give her a Nisuin and he'll marry her. But B'derech HaTeva, it won't be a Bias Isser. Because if there's a Chalitza in between, if there'll be a Chalitza before he ends up with doing the Nisuin and being Bayo, it'll end up being a Bias Heter, not a Bias Isser. Because once she gets Chalitza, anybody can marry her. Memela, the Noid of Yehuda, even though the Taina, why he didn't bring Taisvis, he says for a Pashtus, the Kedushin is not an Aveira. But afterwards, Tais Devarav, he Bavarans. They didn't even say Kedushin, that there is some Aveira in the Kedushin, that's only in such cases where it's Saifai Rago, Saifai Love, Ayli Dei Biasis. So it's a very Geshmaka Chilik that the Nebi Hud is making, a Chilik really in our Taisvis. But to be mechalik between a normal case and this one, I can't think of a second case. Can you think of another case that is like that?
She doesn't have
to have divorce before she does. Right. This Noid of Yehuda, this whole chilek, he's saying that B'derech HaTeva should get chalitza before anything. This all goes not like the Levush. Levush held that if Yivama gets married Lashuk, she needs a get before she could do chalitza. Now, if Yehuda is naming off a Pashtus, not like the Levush, which we said anyways, the Das and most of the Paiskim, that she could get Chalitza even while she's an Eishes Ish to somebody else. We don't say Kol Shein Ali Ibn El Chalitza, and she could get a Chalitza.
Why is Yivama accepting Kedushin from somebody else? Maybe she doesn't realize she's Yivama.
Could be she doesn't realize.
So
could
she realize,
care.
Yeah, it will be Bia then.
What
holds the husband back then? What holds the
New husband.
Yeah.
Nothing holds him back. Well, probably they're going to go. They're going to get a masader to be masader their wedding. Kedushin he gave her, but now they're going to have a chasna. They're going to suin. So mistam they'll go to a rav, or as soon as it gets out in the street that she's married. She's going to tell people. People are going to know. It's normal that she would become aware of it. Well, she's stam, a fraya woman out in the sticks, but a normal person would become aware of it. If you heard that somebody was in Miskadeshes and she felt the Yibam, you would tell her, do chalitza. So maybe this vart is that the gezeira we're going to make a kedushin because it's going to come to the debia. It's you talking that this case is different. I mean, according to the pshat in Tosfos Second Teretz, the sun will be mafkia. So therefore, what? So then it won't come to avera anyway. It'll be in
the.
You're right. According to that side, that's a good teretz. According to that side of Beis Meir, there's one other place that I bumped into where this Tosfos comes to play, because this sounds like a Klolius Dika Tosfos. The Shiloh Kedushin is a Issa without Maisabiyah. Sounds like it should be all over the place. I looked a little. I found a Marsha, Chidushi Agadis of the Marsha, in Tainis Daf Dalid. Gemara there says that Shaul also Shaloi Kahagin. Shaul did something wrong. What did he do? Shaul said that whoever kills Goliath, I'll give my daughter in marriage. Whoever's going to kill Goliath can marry my daughter. That was his incentive to get people to kill Goliath. So the Gemara says he did a foolish thing, because maybe a mamzer or an eved is going to kill Goliath, and then what's going to be? So Gemara says he did a foolish thing. Shalai Kahagin. It worked out at the end. David did it, but it could have been a mamzer or eved that did it. And then what? Shaul's going to be stuck. He made a promise. So the Marsha says, "Ve'ein loymer." In other words, he's asking, "Why can't you say? Why don't you say it's not Shalai Kahagin?" He only promised that whoever kills Goliath could be Mekadish's daughter. So even if it'll be a mamzer, let him be Mekadish the daughter, and he won't be Baal, it's an Averish, he won't be Maskim. So let him just do a Kedushin. So why is he Shal Shalai Kagan? He promised that whoever is going to be killing Goliath can marry my daughter. You can marry my daughter. She can't be Baal, it's an Avera. I'm not going to let you do Averis. So Marsha says, like the Ein Loimer, he can't say it because whatever he says. So that Marsha also seems to ignore this Tosfos. That Marsha is naming on that being Mekadish, a Mamzer, or a Mamzer being Mekadish's daughter, is not an Avera. Right? Tosfos says, why? Marsha is saying, why don't you say that he prayed Hilak Kedushin? Marsha is naming on that there is no Avera in a Kedushin without a Bia. So you have another marker for this, unless the Marsha means in the time of Shaul, the Gezerah wasn't made yet. We never know in the time of Tanakh when the Gezerahs were made. But Akoponim, we have some Haramakaimis, not like Tosfos, that seem to take on for a Pashtus that the Kedushin by itself is not a Maaseh Aveira. Okay, let's move on to the new Sugya, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara, it's interesting, introduces the Machlokes Agav, and then it says Itmar. Then it explains the Machlokes Barichas. Let's go in the Seder of the Gemara. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. A new idea, totally new idea. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. L'Levi da'amar di'i nami katani. According to Levi, who said the Mishnah says cases of di'i. Listen, achaylat li'avim tai v'chaz v'kitsha u'meis b'lai banim. Let's get this case straight. Because this is the case we're going to be talking about for the rest of the Yamid. A man gives chalitza to his Yavama, that's normal. And then he gives a kedushin. He had opportunity to marry her with Yibam, he wasn't interested. He gave a chalitza. Maybe he'll like Abishol. You know, that I'm not going to be Miyabama, I'm not going to do L'Shem Shemayim, I like her. So he gave a chalitza. After he gave a chalitza, he turned around, and he's Mekadosh her. So the Kedushin is fine. It's a brother-in-law, so we know, in this case for sure, Paka is a Reishas Ach. The brother-in-law is certainly falls off on the Chalitz. So he gives a Chalitz and he marries. So Umeis B'loi Banim. And now he dies without children. So Krish Lakish. Migu Di'i Asura. She's not allowed to marry the brother. Because the brother is a brother-in-law to this woman from the previous marriage. Migudi yasura tsarasanami yasura. So once she's asur, so the tsara is also asur. This is the kasha. Now this is a case of di'i. What does di'i mean? He did an aveira. Right? You're not, if somebody is chaylet liyavimtai, he's really not allowed to take her back. If he's gives a chalitza, so he's also tar, but it's only Yisurei Lavin, Kedushin Eschal. So therefore, we have here the whole kasha that if you learn di'i, so here you have a case where you're also to the brother. And for the Gemara, avalei lefi she'enei b'tzaras tzara, because there's no tzaras tzara, you can't marry the brother, so you can never fall to a third brother. So that's a good teretz. But Gemara could have said a better teretz. Why didn't he tell him that Megabe the brother, it's also not an Isserei Shasach? Chayve Lavim. And for the Gemara, Lidvarav Kamalei. Lididi Chayve Lavim Hei. Bechayve Lavim Nechalitza V'Yibam Ninu. Rabbi Yechonon says, I myself hold that if one brother is Chaylitz, all the brothers lose the din Issacharis on this woman. That's what I, Rabbi Yechonon, myself hold. V'lo you, Reish Lakish, that you hold that all of the other brothers stay in Issacharis. L'didach, I v'krisis nidu, l'fishenu mitzara sara, so I'll tell you a teret l'shitascha. So we're introduced here to a machlaikis, Rabbi Yechonon, Reish Lakish, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Itmar, come back to. This machlaikis we have to try to understand. This is our goal for the next, certainly for tomorrow, probably the next day, to understand what is the yisoid of the machlaikis Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish. Before we get to understanding the yisoid, let's just understand the case. What's the case? A man gives chalitza to a woman, b'chaz of a kitsha, and he goes and he's mekadishar. The shaila is, and then he dies. The shaila is, what's the din of the other brothers? Are other brothers, legabi this woman, Isurei Karis? Because the sister-in-law from the first brother? Or, no, when you give chalitza, this sister-in-law falls off from everybody. That is the machlokes Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish in such a case. Now, before we get to an understanding of that machlokes, we have here, again, a klar similar to the first part of Shia today. A chaylitz liyavimtai v'chaza v'kitsha. A chaylitz liyavimtai v'chaza v'kitsha. Is there an aveirus in being mekadishar? Only in being bayalhar. Same question we talked about in the Amid Aleph. A chaylitz liyavimtai. There's a lava shalai yabana es pesachiv. Is there an iser Bia or an Issa Kedusha? So Taisus Dibra Amas L'Chaylus Liyavimtai V'Chaza V'Kitsha. It's actually going on, the Gemara says it later. But Taisus says that somebody who is Chaylus Liyavimtai V'Chaza V'Kitsha does not have an Issa Lav. Taisus brings some Kedusha Nayiches. So at least that there's no Isidai Raisa, Taisa says, on being Mekadish, your Chalutza. Is it to be Bayom? Shalim Nesbeisachim is a Lav. We say it's Chayve Lavim. We're talking about Chayve Lavim on the Bia, according to Taisa. The Gemara later.
Oh, the
Mar Snatcher
is the Lady
Da'amar
Di'i.
Right. Lady Da'amar Di'i. So according to Levi, there's no Isser at all. So how are you going to have to answer that the Nisa Rabbanan? Taisa is talking about this there, Isa. Taisa says Kiddush Olay Bal Shein Eloika. So I guess the D.E. is an Isid Rabbanan, like Taisa said on the Yaman Aleph, Shavi Yebo. What? No. Over here, not, because the Yehuda was talking of Amal Ashok. You can take it off. Here you can't take it off. HaKaponim, Taisa says these words, that at least there's no Isid Raisa on being Mekadish Yochalut Sasa. Kedusha would not be it. Taisa says there's no Laika, there's no Isid Raisa. The Ramban, Stam, Taisa doesn't argue with the Taisa on the Yaman Aleph that there'll be an Isid Rabban, and that Taisa Stam doesn't disagree. And Takas Loshin is Shein Eloika, just as there's no Dereis. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has a number of lavim that he adds to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In other words, the Ramban made a list of 613 mitzvahs. Right, the Mach mitzvah sasei, Yishasam mitzvah leis sasei, and the Ramban argues with a handful of them. He argues not with all of them. Everyone agrees there's this leis sigma, even leis sirtzah, and leis sinah. But there are a few that the Ramban disagrees with, and one of them is that the Ramban adds a lav of mazir halut sasei, which we have here. Why the Ramban leaves it? The Ramban agrees it's sasei, just doesn't count it for some reason in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban in Loisa say Yudalid. If you ever take out a Sefer HaMitzvahs Lo Rambam, in the back is a section, the mitzvahs Shehoisef HaRamban. Obviously, if every mitzvah the Ramban adds, he has to take one off. He agrees there's a total of 613. So the numbers have to shtim. He has to take off as many as he adds, but that's the Ramban's problem. The issue is that he adds this lav. And when he adds the lav, listen to his lashon. Ramban's lashon, in lav yodalit, shenimne hachaylitz liyavimtai, shalo yavay aleha, v'lo yisa'ena. That somebody was chaylitz liyavimtai, shenimne, he should refrain, shalo yavay aleha, which is fine, v'lo yisa'ena. They shouldn't marry her. And he shouldn't marry her, which means the Ramban is naming on that the Isser is Shalai Yisa'ena. Now, I had this horror. Why is it Shalai Yikadshena? That part is a little, because so we're talking all times this in Kiddushin. Ram says Shalai Yisa'ena, he says Nesuin. So that's a Tzarachian anyway. Right? If you hold, well, what's our whole discussion Thursday and today? There's an issa to be mekadesh such a woman, not dafka nesuin. For some reason, the Ramban says shalo yisa'ena. He's chafsa nesuin. We'll put that aside in a minute. Why is it nesuin and not kedushin? But akoponim, the Ramban holds that there's an iser in the maisa nesuin alone. That's the shita of the Ramban. So we have a machlokes our taisis and the Ramban in the Daraisa, not in the Rabbanan, in the Daraisa. Taisus holds that to be mekadish chalut sasai is there's no malchus, there's no isa deraisa. The Noda Yehuda holds that marrying chalut sasai, even without bia, is an isa deraisa. We have a machlokes. I saw in the Hagois under the Ritva. Ritva, those of you who've seen the Rav Kook Ritva, it's a very thick two volumes, and the notes are quite elaborate. The person who wrote the Haggais on the Ritva Yevamis became very ill while he was writing it. And he wrote, as you can see, a tremendous arichus. He passed away shortly after he finished it. And they made an exception for him. They left all this populum in the footnotes. All the other volumes don't have Shtiklach Torah in the footnotes, only explanations. But here, they left his Shtiklach Torah there. And there was, I think, footnote 585. here on this Taisis, whether it was like Taisis. He says a gewaldige hesber in the Machlaikis, the Ramban, and Taisis. And listen to this. How do we decide if there's an Issa d'Oraisa to marry and not to be Bayil? What did Taisis say? Taisis said you have to look at the Lashon HaKra. If it says Lo Yikach, then there's an Issa to marry. If it says Lo Yibayil, Lo Yichalel, Lo Yigala Erva, then there's an Issa Bia. We always have to teach the Lashon of the Torah. What's the Lashon of the Torah here? What's the Lashon of the Torah? Ashallah Yibon as Pesachiv. The Lashon Lav is someone who refuses to do Yibon. Refuses to do. What is Ashallah Yibon? Is that Bia? Or is that the Suin? He says, we have our old Chakira. What's the mitzvah of Yibum? Is the mitzvah of Yibum a Maisa Bia? Or is the mitzvah of Yibum to be kinda the Yavama as a wife? That's the Chakira, which you mentioned many times. Why, whether the mitzvah of Yibum is the Bia, like it seems to say in the Chumash. Well, no, the Bia is a way to be kinda, right? It says Yavama Yava Yaleha, Bia. He should be married to us. So we declared, and we said it's Machlekes Rishayim, if the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia, well, the mitzvah is to be kind to her. So, Ashallah Yibane, as Beisachim, what's Taich Yibane? You refuse to do Yibon. What is Yibane? If you hold Yibane, means it's a mitzvah to be Bayon. So then the Lav is a Lav on the Bia. The Bia alone is an Issa. If you hold Ashallah Yibane is Yibum is a mitzvah to be married, to be kind of Isha. If Yibum is a mitzvah to be kind of Isha, then the lav Ashallah Yibane is a lav to be for Chalut Sasai to be kind of her for a wife. That's the Taish of Yibane. Memela, what's the machlokes Taisis in the Ramban? Taisis says by Chalut Sasai there's only an Issa d'Oraisa if you buy it. Taisis will hold the mitzvah of Yibum is the Bia. If the mitzvah of Yibum is the Bia, so then the Lav, Ashallah Yibane, is a Lav against being Bayol Yechalut Sasai. If you hold, the Ramban will hold. The Ramban will hold like the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Yibum is to be Kainaha for a wife. How you Kainah Yavam through Bia. But the mitzvah is a Kiyum of being Kainaha for a wife. A very geshmak. Ashallah Yibane, the lav, is a lav for Chalut Sasa, you're not allowed to be kind of for a wife. We're teaching Lo Yibane to become a lav. So then the Isser is to take her for a wife. So then the Ramban is right. This is this in the Suin. It's a very geshmak up teach, and it goes straight with Taisis. It's glad. It's not a new pilpul. Taisis said you have to teach up the Chumash to see if there's an Isser to marry her. So here, Ashallah Yibane has two potential taichin. So he says both. He says the Isra is lava yaleha and to be kind to her. So what? By Yibum, the mitzvah, I mean, if he's by Ashallah Hashem, that's what you're asking. Let me think about it 1 second. I wanted to add that this Hezber answers another kasha, which is so geshmak now. Anybody reads the Ramban, this Lo Yisa'ena, he asks the kasha I asked before. Why does he say Nisuin? You should say Kedushin. That's our discussion all the time. Is there Nisuin to be Mekadish in Isser? In Isser Elavim or not? So why does he mention Nisuin? Why does he mention Kedushin? According to what I was saying, it's very geshmak. By Yibum, there is no Kedushin. When you Meyabim, there's no such thing as being Mekadosh Yavama. It's only Nisuin. There's no such thing by Yavama. Maimer is a Durabana, we pass him. There's no such thing as being Mekadosh Yavama, only Nisuin. So what do we say? The Taich Ashallah Yibane is that whatever you have a mitzvah to do by Yibum, you have an Aveira to do if you do Chalitza. What's the mitzvah? To marry her. By Yibum, you can only marry her to be in the Suah. There's no such thing as Yibum to be a Mekudeshes. So it's very geschmack that the Ramban, according to the way he's teaching, is saying that which is a mitzvah by Yibum is an aveira by Chalitzasai, which is Nisuin. It's very good. It's lost that Shalai Yisaena, that Shanimna, you're not allowed to be doing Nisuin to her. So his uptight is a very geschmack of uptight. The question that Ezra is asking is, according to this explanation, why is the Bia and Isser also? Well, funny, because we never think of Isser Ichlav and Isser Krit. We never question if the Bia is an Isser. Our question is always if the Kedusha is an Isser. But if you attach it this way, a Bia Shaloi L'Shem Kedusha shouldn't be Isser. I hear the Kasha. I don't know. But anyway, it's a nice uptight, so we remain with our Yisayid. Is there an Issa to marry? You have to teach the Chumash. Is there an Issa Daraisa to marry? You have to teach Rosh Tate and Pasuk. If the Avloshin is an Issa marriage, it's Asa Min HaTayr. If not, it's Mutter Min HaTayr, and Taisa said it's still an Issa Darabon and Shem HaYibo. So Taisus will hold, according to this, Taisus says that the mitzvah of Yibo will be the Bia. Because Taisus says that there's no Isser to marry Chalutzasai, only to be Bayal her. According to this, Taisus Shita has to be that the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah to be Bayal. And therefore, by Chalutzasai, it's an Isser to be Bayal. Because the Isser to Chalutzasai is whatever is a mitzvah by Yibum is an Isser by Chalutzasai. Okay.
I still don't know how to feel, but
Shalai Yibana includes both Bia and Kinyan. Maybe there's room to wiggle here, because there it's a Bia which is a Kinyan. So the Avera should be a Bia which is a Kinyan. A Bia which is not a Kinyan, I guess there's room to look at it two ways. Either the Bia, the Maisa Bia is this, or the Kinyan. Okay, let's talk about the machlekes of Yechem Reish Lakish. Itmer. Okay, here you're going to have to start thinking, otherwise you're going to get lost. You have to start thinking before you see the Gemara. You have to, in order to understand the machlekes of Yechem Reish Lakish properly, what you need to do is to have a good Havana of what they argue about. You can't start, the rest of the Amid is my time of the Reish Lakish, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. We can't start into the my time is until you appreciate the Guf HaMachlokes. And you're not going to appreciate it by reading the Amid. Because reading through the Gemara, it's going to confuse. What you have to start with is to understand the case of the machlokes, and think which side seems more poshut to you, which side seems more glat, and then try to work on understanding the second side. If you don't try to work on it on your own, you're going to get lost in the Gemara, because the Gemara says a lot of information, and the information doesn't easily stem the whole flow. So we have to start from the very beginning. So let's just start with the Shaila, the case they argue about. Try to make it as simple as we possibly can. And try to see which way is more mistaver to us. We already learned about the general rules of Yibam Chalitza, the general Torah. We don't know who holds what, but we know that Stardim. So let's just try on your own to think. I have to help you think, because we can't just sit here and think. Then we'll all end up daydreaming. So let's try to think together about the case, okay? A man, a normal situation, a woman falls to Yibam. There are a bunch of brothers, right? There are five brothers, a woman falls to Yibam or Chalitza. We're talking Bizman Azeh, no one does Yibam. So they're doing Chalitza. So, one brother goes, and he does Chalitza. To this brother, we all know that he's not an erva to this woman for the rest of his life. Nobody argues. If a man does chalitza to a sister-in-law, She's not called his sister-in-law anymore. Do chalitza, it's called chalutzasai. She's not an erva. She was an erva for the last, all the years she was married to his brother. And she was an erva, if not for the mitzvah of Yibum, she would have been a mitzvah an erva forever. But when she fell to Yibum, she became ice erva. This man who did chalitza is not an erva to this woman. If he goes later, he's mekadishar, he's not supposed to, it's a lav. But he's mekadishar, it's chal. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about the other brothers. The other brothers. If one of the other brothers goes and gives her kedushin, one brother did chalitza, another brother goes and gives her kedushin, is that woman to the other brother considered to be an erva? After all, he didn't do the chalitza. And he's called his erva, it's still his sister-in-law. That's Reish Lakish Shita. Or not. Maybe only the brother who did. Maybe when one brother did chalitza, it's like they all did chalitza. That's going to be the Lashon HaGemara. And one brother does chalitza, it's like they all did chalitza. And therefore, she's not an erva to any of them. That's the shayla. The Gemara have a lashon that when one brother does it, he's a shliach for all the brothers. Ever means he's like a shliach or he's a shliach, but one brother is doing it for all the brothers. So how do you understand that? One brother does chalitza. Could it be that he's doing chalitza for all the brothers? Now we're not talking that they made him a shliach. They said hurry out, shlucha didi. We're not talking about that. So in a normal case, one brother does chalitza. Is he doing chalitza for all of them, or he's not doing chalitza for all of them?
The same way he's holding those chalitza,
it's a shtar for all of them. Each one can be made up of chalitza. Now, one of them, so let's see. I'm talking about after chalitza that it falls off. So you're saying the point isn't after chalitza, the point is really before chalitza. As soon as this woman falls to Yibam, this woman falls to Yibam to all the brothers. So maybe that's why the Isser Eshesah falls off. Because he fell to Yibam to all the brothers. That's very mistaver, no? He fell to Yibam to all the brothers. And that's why the Isser Eshesah falls off. And then that would be a Riechen and Svarim. And Reish Lakish would hold what? What would be the Kudus HaMachlokes? We say such a thing. A woman falls to Yibam. It's not because one of them did chalitza. They happen to be talking in case of one of them did chalitza. Somebody had to do something. But maybe the shaila is when you fall to Yibam. Let's say we'd look at it that way. So then what would be the Machlokes? The Isser Reish Yisach, the tzad that the Isser Reish Yisach falls out would be simple. It falls off all of them. What would Reish Lakish hold? How would Reish Lakish explain it? It's only Hutcha. So that would be a glatter way to understand the Machlaikas. Rabbi Yechon holds Hutcha, and Reish Lakish holds Hutcha. Let's think it through. Okay, now we're naming on that the main point is not the Chalitza. We're saying she fell to Yibam. A woman falls to Yibam to five brothers. Does this Eshesach fall off? L'chay, we have a glatter way of learning. Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutra, meaning there's no Issei Shesach Bechlau, it's Paka Lagamri. And even though at the end only one brother is going to do Yiba B'chalitza, but right when you fell, they all became Mutter. And Reish Lakish will argue, Reish Lakish won't agree with that, because he'll hold Hutra. He'll hold, there is an Issei Shesach, right? Hutra means the Issei Shesach applies. There is an Issei Shesach. And the Issei Shesach does apply. Just Yibum overrides it. If you don't do Yibum, I guess, or Chalitza, then the Issa remains. What about the one who did Chalitza? Have you heard Hutcha? How do you explain that the one who did Chalitza the Isser comes off. So he did Chalitza. So it's not a stira to the Isser coming off somehow. To him, even though Chalitza is not Deichel Yene Isser, to figure out why the Issa, if you hold Hutzpah, why does the Issa fall off when you do Chalitza? Shlakish will have to understand if you go to such a mahalach. The Lashon HaGemara was a problem. Okay, I was talking before Lashon HaGemara. Okay, before the Lashon HaGemara, this mahalach in Rav Yechanan seems to be good. Now, there is a Rashba on Daf Mem Aleph who says half of what we're saying. The Rashba is not talking about Rish Lakish, she's talking about Rav Yechanan. The Rashba on Daf Mem Aleph, it's a long Rashba, but when you look for it, you'll find where it says Daf Yud. It refers back to our sugya, somewhere in the middle of his Arifas. He says Pshat Rav Yechanan is Hutra. He says, Pshat Rav Yechanan is that as soon as you fall to Yibam, it's Hutra. And Rav Yechanan, on Daf Mem Aleph, has a Shita that Hutra v'nesra chazra v'hutra. He has a Shita that once something becomes Mutter, it remains Mutter. Even if there are Isurim that come in between, he holds by Yibam, Hutra, if B'shas Nefila, it's Mutter, Hutra v'nesra chazra v'hutra. Which the Rashba explains means that the Issei Shesach is Paka Lagamri. If B'shas Nefila it's Hutra, the Issei Shesach falls off. And Memela, even if there'll be some reason of Hutra Venesra, what's the case that it could be Hutra Venesra, so he marries the woman's sister or something in between? So it's Nesra in between. But Hutra Venesra falls over Hutra. Once B'shas Nefila it's Mutter, it lives Mutter. And the Rashba brings this Rav Yechanan as a makor for it. See, here we have klar in a rishon that Rav Yechanan's shita is totally in hutra. So we have a haskala in the mahalach that we're going. The Rav Yechanan holds hutra, and he holds it b'shas tefila. You're allowed to. Whatever happens later, the issa never comes back. Which means the way we're saying now. The Pshat of Rav Yechanan has nothing to do with the Chalitza. If Pshat Nefila it's Hutra, it lives Mutter forever and ever. Now, that's a nice Mahalach. And it's got to be true if the Rashba says it. And even answers a few Shverakaitin in the Sugya, if you say Rav Yechanan holds Hutra. But it's not enough. Because the Gemara is going to say, my Tamad Rav Yechanan. And the Gemara is going to say a couple of things, but one of the things the Gemara says is that when one brother does Chalitza, he's a shliach for all the brothers. You don't need that explanation the way we're going. The way the Rashba is going, what do I need that explanation for? It's Hutra, so it's Hutra forever. So obviously there's got to be something more to Rav Yechanan than just saying Hutra, Memele, it's Mutter. There's got to be something more. So we have to figure out what that something more is, where else it comes in. Where does it come in by? The second thing we have to figure out is Rish Lakish. Because again, if you say Rav Yechanan holds Hutra, Rish Lakish disagrees, the easiest thing is to say Hutra. Rish Lakish holds Hutra, and now we know the Machlaikis. But it's not so good either. I'll tell you why I think it's not good, I don't know. Maybe we'll find someone who says that's what they argue about. But it seems to be not so geschmack to say that. Why? Because let's say it's taka hutcha. That means the issa remains. So bishlama, if one brother's miyabim, I understand. It's hutcha, he was miyabim. The issa shesach is gone. It's gone, but the eved likes, it's hutcha, but it's gone. But if one of them is chaylitz, it's hard to understand why the issa shesach should fall off for him. Reish Lakish says the one who's chaylitz doesn't have an issur eish shesach, the other brothers do. Now, how do you explain that? What does chalitza have to do with the issur eish shesach falling off?
According
What? Took away the chalitza, took off the zika, and therefore what? The Isser Eish Yisach is it totally in the zika? L'chayra, the Isser Eish Yisach and the zika are opposites, right? Isser Eish Yisach says you can't marry her. Zika says you could. Chalitza takes off the zika. This Isser Eish Yisach should l'chayra remain even for that brother. For that brother alone. Right? Because if you remove the zika, then it's a regular sister-in-law. So, Reish Lakish, we definitely have to come up with something more than what we said till now. Now here, this is the Avodah for tomorrow. I hope you put Kayach into it beforehand. You should be able to follow and share. The two Marim HaKayimis I have for you are the Kayvet Tzaharis Dalit Tes. It's not a long piece. He says a Hezber, but Kedarka he's Bekitzer. It's not enough. The Birchas Avram here on our Gemara has a piece. And he starts off talking exactly like we were talking here this morning. We were talking the L'chari Yal Sutra, then maybe Yal Sutra. That's the way the shtickle starts in the Birchas Avraham. It starts L'chari the Yal Sutra Yutcha, and then he has his problems. Why it's not so good? And he moves on to a second pshat, which, and then he brings Rabbi Chanani afterwards, so he goes through this discussion. Now, without give and take, it's very difficult to work it out. Because the one thing that we have to have is an ironclad rule. When you sit back and say, Lamdis, it has to fit with the Lashon HaGemara. It has to fit. We have a weakness in yeshiva. We say a pilpul. And if it doesn't fit with Lashon HaGemara, we try to force it. So the Bishlam, if it's a Gemara in a different Masechta, different Perek, so we can pretend it doesn't exist. And we can be happy with the Pshat. But here, the Gemara says, my Tama Rabbi Yechanan. So you can't ignore the Maitama de Reish Lakish, Maitama de Rabbi Yechanan. The problem is in the Gemara that when the Gemara says Maitama, the Gemara itself says more than one thing. So we're going to have to try to figure out what this means. One thing I'm going to request from you as a Taiva, I need a Maramakim, someone who explains. The Gemara is going to use a Lashon that all the brothers, Iyush, Nechusa, Da'achim, Pa'avit. The first thing came to mind by me, if you say that he's a shliach of all the brothers, first thing came to mind is what happens if one brother's a cop? He can't make a shliach. So I'm not sure if shlichus here means dinim shlichus, the shlichus tika dinim, that we have in Kedushin and all the brothers, or just the language of the Gemara, he represents the brothers. So I'm just starting to say, again, I don't have Maram HaKayimis on it. If you bump into someone who talks about this nidain, if it's a real shlichus or not, I'd appreciate it. And hopefully for tomorrow, we'll try to get klarakite again in the machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish.